I ran a ski school back in Minnesota, Buck Hill, which even though it has 300 vertical feet from the top of the flagpole to the bottom of the well, is where Lindsey Vonn came from and many other people that have made the U.S. ski team. Anyway, I ran the ski school, was involved in Central Division through PSAA, Professional Ski Instructors America. In those days, for training from the Midwest, you really had to come out here. And PSIA founded the National Ski Instructors Academy. And in its early years, it was held here in Park City. It's since moved to Snowbird, where it's held every spring. But when it was first founded here, and everything was fairly low budget and at the time, it was based up at the Mid-Mountain Lodge. And we affectionately called it the Mid-Mountain Monastery because we'd be here for a week, and we were basically trapped because the only way up was via the gondola to the Angle Station and then walk up to the Mid-Mountain Lodge. And it was very basic. At the time, we thought it was great. But after the first time, you knew to bring your own piece of plastic and duct tape because there may or may not be glass panes in some of the windows. It was basically a bunkhouse, a couple bunks, you know, in each small room. So you'd have a roommate, and but meals were all served there, meetings were there. Ski in, ski out by today's realtor marketing description, but it was basic. And it wasn't that all the windows were broken or anything like that, but you knew that you may or may not have leaky windows in your room, and that could make for a long, cold week. This was in the transition, I think, between, you know, its mining usage and then when they decided to save it and move it. And so it was really basic. There'd be a large group up there from all over the country, and you'd be up there for a full week, and you were stuck because we'd ski all morning. It was springtime. When the snow got soft, we'd have indoor meetings and technical sessions and do all the technical talky things that ski instructors are known to do. And by the time we were out of meetings, it was getting time for the gondola to close for the day. And if you wanted to make a run down into town just to get away or to pick up some beer, you were going to walk home. There was one pay telephone on a post out in front of the building. And so at night after dinner, all the lonely ski instructors are standing in line to use the one pay phone on the post out in front of the Mid-Mountain Lodge. Of course, it was before cell phones. After a few years of that, the National Academy actually moved down to the Prospector, and I think it was the very first year the Prospector was open. To us, it looked like it was out on the prairie when it was so far away from the mountain, and they shuttled us back and forth. But the Mid-Mountain Lodge was a great thing, and now when I go up there for lunch and look at all the old photographs, it's a great memory. It was a lot of fun.
Today, the annual Ski Instructors Academy is held at Snowbird, but on these warm spring days, Bloomquist is reminded of the times he spent at the Mid-Mountain Monastery every time he skis by. For Park City Stories, I'm Leslie Thatcher.
Park City Stories is supported by Sea to Ski Properties, Park City Ski Boot, and Alan Schoenberger Ski Studio, Park City.